Harper One and Harper Audio present Do the Work, the official unrepentant ass-kicking, no-kidding, change-your-life sidekick to unfuck yourself by Gary John Bishop. This is the author. Before we get started, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. Or you can go directly to harpercollins.com/audio/do the work. Okay, let's go. 1. Introduction. You are not defined by what's inside your head. You are what you do, your actions. Unfuck Yourself, page 117. I'm not a fan of self-help workbooks or journals or planners. I mean, they're okay, and sure, they might work for some people, but here's the deal. They never worked for me. If you've used them before, and you're reading this, there's a good chance they never really worked for you either. In my case, I would get bored or distracted or caught up in the drama of my real life and eventually give up. Another failure to add to the list. They just seemed too powder puff, too generic to get to the heart of my shit, and so I'd quit. Oh well, there's always hope, I guess. And Amazon Prime. What I am a big fan of is helping people take their lives on once and for all. To empower them to call quits on their own bullshit. And that's why I wrote this. You see, the problem with taking your life on is that you somehow think you know what you need to do, at least at some level. And that's usually what you've got in mind whenever you take on changing something about your life. You think if you just had more money, less worry, more patience, more confidence, then life would be amazing, or at the very least, better. You say to yourself, I need love, I need to move, I need a break, blah, da, blah, blah, blah. But in my experience of people, they have often conflated and distorted their lives to such a degree that they lack the kind of mental clarity and decisiveness they need to be able to point to something and categorically state, that thing right there, that's a game changer. I mean, think about it. If you really had worked your shit out, you'd be living the life you're after already. And you're not. You're sitting listening to these words. That, at least, should tell you something. So here we now are. An Unfuck Yourself workbook with an emphasis on the work part. Be left in no doubt. That's what this is. A personal workshop for your brain. A legit resource where you can work your life out. What matters to you, what's going to make the biggest difference and empower you to act in ways that make some palpable change to the direction your life is currently taking. This book is all about mastering the head game of the change you say you want to make. Get this down, and suddenly the pathway gets a lot clearer. Where do we start? Well, try on the idea that you go through life with a myriad of unfinished business on your mind. Unanswered emails, the frayed edges of old friendships, soured emotions in relationships, regrets about career, anger and anxiety and numbness about the mountain of things you're getting over, getting past, promising you'll get back to, or finally take on, and all of it mangled into the stress and survival of the life you're currently trying to wade through to some sort of success or happiness. Your capacity for taking life on, the kind of mental space required for you to be your greatest, most effective self, is compressed and squeezed into whatever scraps of room you have available in your head after all that other shit has had its way with you before it retreats to the vast and luscious piece of prime real estate it occupies in the recesses of your mind. And it will be back. Oh, yeah. That shit isn't done with you yet. It's like a pot of water that boils, then cools, then boils, then cools, then boils repeatedly, and the only peace of mind you get is when the heat is off. When it's on? Oh, dear. That last argument with your sister? It'll be back. Your fear of writing that book. Hello, I'm over here. Your credit report? Car loan application. Your shitty childhood. Your lack of purpose. Your ex. Your body shape. Your dad, mom, boss, dead dog. Whatever you might think you're momentarily okay with or getting over or trying to forget will come up out of nowhere and give you the old back of the hand every now and again just to keep you in line. Wine. Yeah, that's the answer. Now. What we're doing here. I don't do things the way everyone else does them. And with this book, I wanted to give you something different. Something that was a little more in line with my urban philosophy approach. And that gives you a pathway to take a deep plunge into the darkness of your own little mystery of life. If you've read Unfuck Yourself once or a million times, or even just read some quotes on Instagram, this will sound familiar to you. But it's easy to read something and then go on to the next thing in our day and forget about that great thing you read that maybe just could change your life. So in this book, I've broken life down into some simple key elements. In Unfuck Yourself, I showed you how it's often the conversation that we're in with ourselves, the negative self-talk, that keeps us making the same bad choices over and over and over. I gave you 7 simple-to-use pathways to interrupt the negative self-talk. The 7 assertions, remember? Here, you'll get the opportunity to dive in and get to the bottom of some of your most important stuff, to put a doorstop in that negative conversation, to finally forge a clear pathway to the life you're after. Wouldn't it be great if you could reveal the things that are going to make the most difference, the kind of things you could easily point to and declare, yep, I unfucked myself there. We're going to dive headlong into the shit pile and focus specifically on what doesn't work in your life, why it doesn't work, really, and what it's going to take from you to turn this around. And that's what makes this workbook so different. It's not a planner. Use your phone or the calendar hanging up in your parents' kitchen for that stuff. And yes, it's that easy to plan shit. This isn't some kind of inspiration handbook. If you need a quick jolt of wake the fuck up, pick a random chapter of Unfuck Yourself and plow in. You'll have more inspiration than you can handle. I'm also not out to have you take on yet another complex strategy for winning at an already complex life. This isn't the 3-5-7 secrets to success or some corny acronym you'll need to remember every time you get out of bed. And no, WTF doesn't mean wise, talented, and fantastic. For what it's worth, I'll never write a book about the 3 steps to happiness, for instance. Mainly because I'm pretty convinced 2 of those steps are pizza and a martini. Here you will simply answer questions. Lots of them. I've taken so many people through questions just like these and seen how when the person really takes the time to answer them honestly and completely, life change can happen. Often spectacularly so. These questions are designed to provoke and reveal whatever you have suppressed or tried to minimize. The kind of things one might throw into the backpack of a life and carry around until the weight becomes too much. It is critical that you give these questions real thinking. You might need to dwell on some of them for a few minutes, others for a day or 2. One-word answers will not suffice. Your answers will require you to get specific and to get in touch with your most pressing of human concerns, the stuff that lurks in the underworld of your emotions, below the surface of your excuses and justifications and explanations. I'm out to provide you with something that will simplify your life and empower the incredible shit you're up to, or at least could be up to. The answer will be in your answers, literally. so make sure you give them your full attention and commitment. Breaking it down. There are three segments we'll go through together in this workbook. Self, people, and purpose. They cover the primary areas of life that a person will suffer through, struggle with, or get stuck with. These are the things that they tolerate about themselves, how they mindlessly navigate relationships, and the ways they fudge their way through what their life is really all about. I want you to know, I get you. I know what it is to be you, because I am you. I might not be the same age as you, or the same gender, or have the same past, but we share the critical component that unites us all. We are all human beings, and when you start to relate to each other's ways of being, the mystery of human relatedness opens up like a lotus flower. In other words, I got your back. Honestly, really? There are two absolutely crucial ingredients you'll need to participate in this workbook in any sort of meaningful way. One thing you will need is a genuine and unmistakable honesty with yourself. Most people believe that they are honest with themselves, when in fact they're just not. Try on the idea that you are a liar. I really mean that. You lie to yourself. You are a liar and a withholder and a pretender. Now, before you charge headlong to your local offender center to rent your own little self-righteous bus and scurry off to Twitterville for support, let me expand a little. How many times have you told yourself you're okay with something when you're just not? It's nothing. It doesn't matter. Sure, it doesn't. Keep paddling, braveheart. How about those times when you say you can't, when deep down you know you totally can? I'll definitely do it, just not now, that's all. I've got a lot going on. Yeah, a lot going on. That's the ticket. Then there are those occasions when you say you will, but you already know you won't. I'll try. Oh well, God loves a trier, huh? Now, I'm not saying all of this to piss you off and make you start arguing with me in the middle of the shampoo aisle at Walmart. I'm saying this so you confront your own bullshit. You, my friend, are full of it, and you're full of it with yourself. You've become enslaved by your own feelings and excuses and become so entrenched in your own web of deceit and head fakes that you actually believe most of the shit you tell yourself. To you, this unreal shit is real. At times you'll